This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to find ourselves quarterback. Sam Amico's going to join us. And are you ready for the NFL on Netflix? Ooh, let's talk about all those things a little bit later. If you missed the last segment, you might want to go back to and listen to it on the Odyssey app. Jeff and I trying to have a conversation about the Four Nations Cup, and he is just kind of got set off a little bit about the USA-Canada game the first time. Now, they'll play in the championship on Thursday night. And got set off by the fact that there were three fights in the first 9 seconds of the game.
How many rounds are those games?
They just play one pool play, and now the championship.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, you're talking about boxing? You're a fool, man. You are a fool.
Thank you, Dana.
So I'm trying to explain to Jeff.
Such a beautiful game.
So, Jeff, tell everyone what your point is to this, then.
My point is hockey is a great sport. It's a beautiful game. Why do they condone and even, as you call it, regulate fighting?
It's regulated. It's not even, I'm not calling it. It's a rule. You know, it's like part of the game. And so,
I think it's too bad.
The reason it doesn't bother me either is because, you know, you got three fights and you got three guys sitting in the penalty box, but it's still 5-on-5 hockey. So both guys go and that's the end of it. Now, at different levels,
it's
different.
So, what was the point then?
The point was to set the stage, to let everyone know what this kind of a game was going to be, and maybe just a little bit to entertain. And guess what? It worked, because the ratings for this thing have been great, and that game was great. And even the fact that they fought in the first 9 seconds of the game probably hooked people in. You yourself said you got a text from somebody, right, that said, oh, my God,
yeah,
are you watching
guy's
this
a
game?
Doof.
Well, did it not make you even think once to flip over
no.
and watch the game?
No, it didn't.
Did I text you?
No, it wasn't you. Huh? There was another guy I know who's a doof.
No, oh, well.
It wasn't me.
He's a lawyer.
Oh. Well, not all lawyers.
I can't believe you got many of those in your life. Really says something about you.
So the point here is Jeff can't.
Hey, why would you fight 9 seconds into a game?
You wouldn't do it before the game.
What the heck happened that made you want to throw down barely into the start of a game?
There was a point. I mean, like Ken Carman, the great Ken Carman, walked in here just a few moments ago.
The great?
He said, yeah.
Who are you, Shaquille O'Neal? Everybody's great?
For this conversation, he's the great Ken Carman. But, you know, just
the
saying
great Stanley
that,
Roberts,
you know, hey, he was a little irritated by the fact that the Canadian fans booed during the national anthem. That's all. I don't think that
they're
going to
find a Canadian and try and beat the crap out of him.
I don't think that was the reason why they fought. I think
mob
those guys,
mentality.
I think that the Tkachuk brothers wanted to set the tone in this thing. And obviously, maybe there was some little bit of bad blood going on before they even hit the ice. So they wanted to go play. They waited for the game to start, and they decided they were like, all right, I'm going to miss the first five. Maybe they wanted to take a break for the first 5 minutes of the game.
Don't they have hotel lobbies that they can fight in?
No, why would you do that? You go to jail when that happens.
Exactly.
And guess what? During baseball games, it would be exactly the same thing. How many times have we seen a relief pitcher sitting out in the
fight.
In the bullpen, smoking
fight.
4 or 5 cigarettes, drinking a couple beers during the game.
Did I ever tell you?
And they're like, oh, my God, there's a fight going on. We better run all the way to the infield to have a fight. I say this all the time about baseball and fights. Baseball fights are, you know, for the 99% of the time fake.
Did I ever tell you?
They're fake. I mean, why can't the relievers just fight in the outfield?
I ever tell you?
Throw your glove off and fight in the outfield if you really want to fight. Go
when
ahead.
I was at Kent State in college, we had to write a half-hour sitcom or a half-hour script for a television show.
Yeah, what was it?
I wrote an episode of Barney Miller.
Oh, must have been.
And my entire premise in the show?
Abe Vigoda gets drunk.
Two guys at Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Hockey players.
Oh, of course.
Threw down, fought, and pressed charges against each other.
And
got thrown into the clink there at Barney Miller's little jailhouse.
But say, don't feed that. What was the sign it said inside the jail cell?
I don't know.
It was part of the deal.
But that was my thing.
All right. Lisa's been waiting on the line. Lisa, set him straight, will you please? Hi, Lisa. How are you? Oh, Lisa, where are you?
Bye, Lisa. Oh, there she is.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Jeff, you're on the wrong side of this one. I'm sorry, but... you know, I go to a lot of NBA games and a lot of NFL games, and I mean NHL games, and hockey, I get about, I don't know, to the third quarter of a basketball game, and between the flops and between the pushing and shoving and arguing with the refs, there's just no comparison. Hockey is pure, and they play, and they skate, and nobody's arguing with the refs.
No, Lisa, that's not what I'm saying.
Lisa, what you're saying...
I think that's fabulous. I agree. I think hockey's a great sport. I just can't stand the regulated fighting in it, that it's okay for 2, 3, 5, whatever number of guys just to quit playing hockey and beat the snot out of each other.
Lisa, what you're talking about, though, is the players regulating the game so it doesn't get to a point where it's out of hand or someone's taking a cheap shot at somebody. Or they play the game, hard. And sometimes, as a one-time CCHA referee who was sitting next to me said, sometimes boys will be boys and they just got to let the frustration go.
That's what hotel lobbies are
for. I think the most frustrating thing would be to be an NBA ref in this era, because every single player has something to say about every single play. It's absolutely draining on the person watching these games already.
Lisa, thank you for
holding. They don't do that.
There you go, Lisa. Thank you.
And they're too busy bleeding.
Lisa, have a good day. Bang on the boards. Yell at those boys to skate.
Bye, Lisa.
Thank you. I love it.
Too busy having their noses readjusted by the trainer.
Here's my favorite part about, like, lower-level hockey, high school hockey.
Could you pick up that tooth, please?
So I've got a friend that was standing next to at a game about a week ago, and her son was skating by, and she's yelling at the plexiglass, skate, 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 and then pounding on the plexiglass. And I'm like, you do realize he can't hear you, and you're banging on plexiglass. She got so mad at me.
You tell her that?
Yeah, I said she got so mad at me.
So see, you condone fighting because she was going to throw down with you.
No, she wasn't fighting, and I wasn't going to fight with her. She's excellent. Like, just great person. Just so much fun. And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, you know he can't hear you. I know he can't hear me. Jay's in Cleveland. Hey, Jay, how are you?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, I'm doing all right, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. Thank you. Good.
That's great. That's great. I was calling in, just listening, and I'm with Andy on this one. Jeff, you say that you love the beautiful game of hockey. So, lifelong hockey player, you don't get the beautiful game of hockey at the highest levels without having fighting as part of the game. Without wearing face shields, with the speed these guys are traveling, with the stick and the puck getting up in the face, not intentionally, you have to be able to control that with more than a penalty. You need to put some other deterrent on that. And we heard it for the last year in football. Everybody saying, "Oh, Patrick Mahomes, somebody should just take the 15 yards." Could you imagine what would have happened if somebody did just take the 15 yards? You need to have that.
But see, that guy would get suspended, Jay. In hockey, he gets 5 minutes.
Well, no. What he does is he gets his teammate to come over the board and say that doesn't happen again. And Patrick Mahomes, in taking that hit, might have been shelved for the playoffs. Would the NFL wanted to see that happen, so they suspend him retroactively, okay, but you need the threat of getting your nose rearranged in the moment to not make that decision.
Jay, thank you. I think you've had do you have any dances in your career there or no? Couple?
Do I have any what?
Did you do any dancing in your career? Fighting?
I can only breathe out of one nostril because of my playing career. So
all right.
I know an ear, nose, and throat guy, Jay.
We'll take
care. Call us off the air.
Send him my number, please.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. Greg's in Cleveland. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Gregory.
Hello.
Hey, man. How are you?
So a great movie I want to bring up.
Yep.
The Goon.
Goon?
Great movie.
Not
yeah.
Goon 2, though. I got to tell you, Goon's a good movie for about 60.
The first one was.
Yeah, but it's like 60 to 70%. Like Jay Brokaw called it. Is that his name? Jay Brokaw. I thought they did a good job with that movie until about, like, I don't know, 75%. After 75% of the way in, I'm like, what is this? This is bad.
Yeah,
it was good. The beginning's good, though. I agree with you.
So I wanted to chime in on the hockey. I grew up in Erie. I've seen a ton of minor league hockey. Fighting is part of the game. It has to be part of the game. One of the most amazing games I've seen in Erie, all five players from each team were fighting, and then the goalies looked at each other, took their helmets off, and skated to the middle of the ice rink and started scrapping. Greatest game ever. And then they just went to the box 5 minutes, put the backup goalies in, and the game went on.
And they just played on. And then they shook hands after the game too, right?
So
Greg?
In other words, the best
minor league,
it was
know.
A great game, even though it wasn't hockey, it was a fight.
Well, fighting's part of the game.
No, I mean, it was part of the momentum. They were two rivals. They banged it out, went to the box, game carried on.
Greg, I got two questions for you. One, when Connor McDavid scored, did you cheer for Canada? That's a tough call for someone from Erie, isn't it?
Well, there's a double-edged sword there. I'm a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, and I love Sidney Crosby.
So
I might have been rooting for Team Canada.
All right. I can understand that. That's okay. I'll let you go. I don't know. Did you ever go out to the old field house?
I was around when the Panthers were there just at a switch from the Erie Blades to the Panthers. Then the Panthers left, and that's when we got to Otters.
So what was interesting is when, and this is interesting to probably just me and you and nobody else listening, but Erie's youth leagues used to be a part of the Cleveland Suburban Hockey League, which was kind of cool. And we would play at the old field house when I was a kid, and they would have to scrape blood off the ice. When we would play on Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings. It was awesome.
I played a pickup game the only time I ever played hockey.
Yep.
And I played with a girl that went to Mercyhurst.
Okay.
I passed it to her the whole time that she scored like 5 goals.
No, I believe Mercyhurst has a beautiful rink now, too. I was just there yesterday, as a matter of fact. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you. You're a good man. Greg chiming in. Okay, old-time hockey score is here, right? 92.3 The Fan. All right, so did we convince Jeff that he should watch the game on Thursday night? Dan, pop in on this.
I mean, you 100% should watch the game on Thursday night.
Just tape it. Just even if you watch a period. Watch 5 minutes of the game and you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's just it's everything you want. It's the precision. It's the skill.
Andy, I have nothing against the sport. I think hockey's a great sport. I just think it could even be greater.
Here's my question.
But again, I don't have the background or the knowledge that you do.
It doesn't matter. It's just have fun. It's like I would say anybody that's never watched the game, just watch Thursday night. Just if you don't know anything about hockey, you don't care, watch on Thursday night and then call me on Friday and go, Andy, you're an idiot, or Andy, now I get it. Now I understand what you're talking about. And just, I'm telling you.
Do you expect them to fight on Thursday?
I don't know. It's for the championship. I don't know if they will. There might be, maybe late in the game, possibility. The hard part is there's really no, the NHL.
If you're going to put it in the game, should you get points? Should you get a goal for a fight?
Are you done?
You won the fight. I get one.
How do you know? What are you going to do, punch stat on it?
I don't know.
No.
You tell me.
Here's
if it's
the other,
regulated.
So let me give you the other part of the question I have here. Jeff, is this better than an all-star game? And I think what they're proving with the ratings is it is. And think about what everyone's upset about with the NBA. You know, LeBron didn't play. Okay, well, if LeBron was hurt, then he didn't play. The only part of that part I had was, man, I wish he would have told somebody earlier that he wasn't going to play. Even if it was 48 hours earlier, they could have brought another player in. And I don't know how that goes in locker rooms across the NBA, that LeBron took up a spot on a team that could have been used by someone that would have played if he just would have said earlier. I think everything else about this is overblown. Like, if LeBron's injured or can't play in the game, then he can't play in the game. I'm okay with that. I know people, I've read headline after headline about, oh, LeBron lets everyone down by the fans. How come he didn't play him? No. I don't care about any of that. The only part that was of interest to me was that he took up a spot another player could have had. But, you know, we're sitting here contemplating, why are they playing the NBA All-Star game anyway? Why? Why do they play the Pro Bowl anyway? And now you're looking at, you know, this hockey format that, man, it really seemed to work for these NHL players, didn't it? I mean, we're talking about massive ratings. It was super enjoyable. And every time I hear somebody from Team USA get interviewed, none of them are talking about money. None of them are talking about the second half of the season. They're talking about playing for their country, that they're playing for, you know, it's more than money. It's pride. And you're not hearing anybody about, workload management, overload. Load management. No one's talking about that. They're talking about playing the game they love. And I think that's one of the reasons that these games have been so infectious, that people want to watch these games. I don't know how many people watch Sweden, Finland, but still, it was a great game. But still, you're just like, NHL has figured out something here that maybe the other leagues need to take a look at.
Okay.
With me on that?
Throw down and go international. Got it.
I'm all in. Look, if it gets these guys to care, then it gets these guys to care, and that's a win, and that's all we're asking for.
All right. Fun conversation. I enjoyed it. If you want to go back and listen to any of it, Odyssey app. Let's find ourselves a quarterback here, Jeff. We need to do that, don't we?
As long as he can throw it down.
All right, we'll do that next. You know, we do a lot of public service things here on Baskin and Phelps, but none bigger than trying to educate you on what the quarterback situation will look like for the Browns. Could it be Trey Lance? Could it be Joe Flacco? Could it be Mac Jones? Who could it be? Daniel? I don't know. Justin Fields?
Who
Aaron
could it be?
Rodgers?
Who could it be?
Sam Darnold? I don't know. Who could it be? Who could it be? You tell me, Jeff, because we are going to play the game that everyone around Northeast Ohio is playing. Let's find us a quarterback.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
How would you like to bring in a guy who has a starting quarterback record of 43 wins and 21 losses?
You're not selling me on that one, partner.
Of all the games this guy's played in, he has the 10th best winning percentage among quarterbacks all time. All time in NFL history.
What's his record again?
The 10th best winning percentage in all games that he's played. As a starting quarterback, he has the 17th best winning percentage in National Football League history. Starting quarterback record of 43 wins and 21 losses.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a free agent and he's available. And Dan Menigan thinks he's good looking. He's 33-year-old Jimmy Garoppolo.
Handsome Jimmy.
Jimmy Garoppolo, 43-21 as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Now, you want some pros?
If you're driving around Northeast Ohio, please make sure you put the slick mode in there if you have that on your thing.
Second round pick of the Patriots, 2014, as we know, backed up Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Was sitting there, drafted out of Eastern Illinois, that quarterback factory.
Let me preface that for this conversation. This has nothing to do with actual driving.
Traded to the Niners and then played 6 seasons in San Francisco and was pretty good. You know, had that 13-3 season. Injured like crazy, as we know. He gets beat up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 3 years, not really too good. One in San Francisco, one in Vegas, where they signed him to go in and be the guy, and he didn't even last the year. He got cut, but you know, neither did his head coach.
Yeah.
And then last year was with the Rams and was suspended.
Yeah.
For 2 games. A performance-enhancing drug thing. He said, I just screwed up on the something or other, the coming back and the therapeutic drug thing, therapeutic use exemption. He just said, I screwed up. His quote, I mean, just messed up the TUE, really. I hate to joke about it, but just messed up the TUE when I first got to Las Vegas. And then, yeah, bad timing. So he was suspended for 2 games last year. Didn't play. Then the last game of the season came, Andy. They started him against Seattle. He went 27 of 41 for 334 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams did lose, but he spent a year in that Sean McVay finishing school for quarterbacks. He's a free agent. He's only 33. Won't turn 34 until the end of next season. If you're looking for that guy, that quarterback to come in and be that bridge guy, as everybody likes to say,
mm-hmm.
while you're developing Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders or mm-hmm. Jalen Milroe
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
Jackson Dart, Will Howard, whoever, and Kirk Cousins doesn't work out, how about Jimmy G? All he's going to cost you is some money.
Sure.
Again, we're not condoning anybody. We're not saying this is the guy.
Now, did I draft someone at two? If I drafted somebody at two, I'm more likely to do this. I could live with it. I could live with it. Could you live with it?
Yeah.
If this was 2019.
He's played some pretty good football, Andy.
If this was 2019, I'd be all in. But it's not. It's 2025. Sorry.
Even when he was with the Raiders and they stunk, he was 3-3 as a starter. Team went 8-9. Josh McDaniels. Remember he went there to be with Josh?
Yeah.
And then Josh got bounced, and then Antonio Pierce took over. Antonio Pierce decided, yeah, this isn't working. And then he started playing Aiden O'Connell.
So he's got
Brian Hoyer was there.
He's got 17 starts since 2021.
Now a regular guest on the morning show.
Or it was a guest this morning.
Yeah.
All right, so you didn't give the warning on this entire segment.
We're not saying that they should sign Jimmy Garoppolo. What we're doing is giving you available quarterbacks and information on such guys. Because they're going to sign one of these guys. I would assume, Andy, it's a guy like Cousins or Garoppolo or Carson Wentz. Somebody who's been around for a while and can come in and play. Marcus Mariota, who we haven't talked about yet. I would assume it's going to be somebody like that. And not somebody like Zach Wilson or Trey Lance, unless they get really creative and sign two of those guys, one from each category. But if you draft Shedeur Sanders, if you draft Cam Ward, could you not sign Jimmy G to come in and play for a while? Maybe to be the backup, maybe be the mentor? Or if you draft...
Is that the role he wants? What does he want to be right now?
Employed.
Okay.
That's what he wants to be.
If that's the role he wants and can give some...
Dude played one game last year. He wants a job. See, Carson Wentz, backup for Patrick Mahomes,
mm-hmm.
you know what he wants? A job.
You know, he is 4-2 in the playoffs, too.
Andy, Jimmy G is one of the winningest quarterbacks in National Football League history. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird. Like, when you first started talking, I was like, what is he talking about?
Current starters in the NFL. You got guys who are currently in the league right now, winning percentage of starting quarterbacks. I'm throwing out Tanner McKee because he went 1-0. Patrick Mahomes, and this is in order. Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniel, Jalen Hurts, Taysom Hill, Josh Allen, Jimmy Garoppolo.
You've laid out the foundation on this, okay? I always ask you this question after you've given us the facts, Jeff Phelps,
mm-hmm.
just the facts.
Yep.
You're like the dragnet of quarterbacks.
Yep.
Do you want him?
No.
You wouldn't even take him in a backup role. Why wouldn't you want him?
I think what you said, the question you asked a little while ago, I think is accurate. I don't know that he would want to be a backup. My guess is at the age of 33, he's thinking, I have one more chance at this. What team needs a guy who can come in and start a little bit?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, we could be a team that would want him to start for a little bit.
And see, here's the question.
But I don't know that he could win
because,
the job.
Because free agency happens before the draft, these guys might get Kirk Cousins. And what is that? Look at me. I'm going to Atlanta. I got a big contract. My wife's family is in Atlanta. We're going to raise the kids with the grandparents. This is going to be great. I'm going to be the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons for a really long time. Oh, wait a minute. You just drafted Michael Penix. And then it went south.
Yeah.
And it didn't really go south until he got hurt. But as Kirk Cousins said, you know, Minnesota never lied to me like Atlanta did. How's that for a nice big group warm hug?
That'll get you out of there, won't it?
Well, I think so.
Why didn't Miles just say the Browns lied to him?
I don't know.
Maybe he could have done that. Maybe people would be have a different reaction to what's
going on. All-time record as a starting quarterback.
So there's
Jimmy
no way.
Garoppolo 17th.
So forget
He's
about
between Joe Theismann and Ben Roethlisberger, and ahead of Johnny Unitas, Steve Young, Ken Stabler, John Elway, Dan Pastorini, Aaron Rodgers, and Bobby Lane. I love that.
If you knew he could come in here and not want to be a starter, would you be okay with him? Then would you be okay?
I wouldn't oppose the idea of Jimmy Garoppolo being the veteran quarterback that they signed here. There's one issue and one issue only.
I feel a little Flacco here.
Well, I think the biggest issue to me is health. And Dan mentioned it earlier. The guy gets injured a lot. You know, that's the thing. And, you know, since he played, he had the big season in San Francisco where in 16 games he went 13-3.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was 2019. They were terrific.
They were.
And he was really good. And then the next year he played in 6 games. Then he came back and he played in 15 games. And then the next year he played in 11. And, you know, if Jimmy G had stayed healthy, he might still be the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. But he didn't.
I look at the numbers and I'm like, okay, well, let's say they're intriguing, aren't they? Let's say if they can't get, I'll just throw this.
It's not even quarterback numbers; it's this guy wins.
Yeah, can't you smell a little Flacco there? Can you smell a little Flacco?
I don't know that I want to, Andy.
I'm just saying, couldn't you see that if you brought him in as a back? Although the question is what. You know, also, couldn't you see him like waiting to maybe get a starting job after somebody runs through 2 or 3 quarterbacks to start the season, and they need a starter?
If I'm him, I'm trying to get on a team. He already did the "I'm sitting around for a year," but he did it employed with the Rams. If I'm him, I'm trying to go and find the one team that's left holding an open spot at the end of free agency, or maybe even at the end of the draft. Maybe I don't sign until after the draft.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to hear the absolutely no way. Dan Menigan, would you want him?
Yep.
Oh, you would want him. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I've always been a Jimmy Garoppolo believer. The only thing with him is you need to realize that if you get 10 games out of him,
You've done well. Yeah.
The dude gets hurt.
Andy, the guy can play, but he gets hurt.
He will throw some balls that will make your head spin and you'll make your head hurt, but he will throw other balls that will impress you.
Wouldn't you think if Jimmy G had been the starting quarterback of this team all year, just based on the way he played in one game? Apparently he was healthy last year, right? Played one game, played well, 334 passing yards. Don't you think the Browns wouldn't be sitting with the number 2 pick in the draft right now?
That's a good point.
Let's just say he was the starting quarterback all year, at least until he got hurt. So that's a guy. It's weird to me because there are so many quarterbacks out there who you could think of like, yeah, that might work for a little while. That might work for a little while. And I think he's one of those.
I'm there. If it works out, and he would be the guy that would bring it.
They're going to sign a guy who's going to make us think this, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. I think that's what their free agent veteran signing is going to be. It's going to be somebody who makes you think, okay, I can see that. And I think Jimmy G falls into that category.
I like Kirk Cousins better, let's be honest. I just feel like that's a better fit at this point. But I mean,
he's older, but
yeah,
he's not as injury prone.
Well, and the
even
other
though
thing,
he's coming back.
If you're gonna draft someone at 2, how long do you need the guy for? I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just trying to talk about business. So, all right, let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more.
But if you don't draft somebody at 2, this might be a guy who plays the entire year.
NFL pay-per-view, or at least stream per-view. I don't know how that would fly. We're going to talk about that next. 216-474-0092, Baskin Phelps.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Mary Kay Cabot joined us at 11 o'clock earlier today.
It's like 10 degrees outside and the air conditioner's blowing in our studio.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It's not on my side.
Yeah, well.
You okay?
Yeah.
You'll be all right? Can we turn
it on? I wish I had your hair right now. It's cold over here.
I've got a couple. It's kind of long. I can cut off some if you
want
to glue it on there.
Thanks.
Sure would look great. So Mary Kay Cabot was with us at 11. We're going to talk to Sam Amico at 1 o'clock. Hoopswire, get ready for the second half of the NBA season, plus also kind of take a look back at the weekend, the All-Star weekend, which needs some fixing because it was not must-see TV. We'll talk about that in a second. What could be unusual TV could be coming to the NFL. And if you get a chance, the story's on profootballtalk.com. Netflix wants a Sunday NFL package, Sunday afternoon NFL package. Wow. What would that mean for your viewing habits? In this story, Mike Florio writes about how the streamer's chief content officer told Puck that the company is interested in bidding on the NFL Sunday afternoon games. And those games, as you know, belong to CBS and Fox. I don't know if you remember when Fox took over the games from NBC, right? And originally it was it NBC?
They took over for CBS.
Yeah, okay. So they took over for CBS. CBS sat out for a while, right? It was NBC and...
And then NBC's deal covering the AFC expired and CBS...
Got it back.
And got AFC.
Yeah.
CBS had the NFC. And then Fox got the NFC when Fox barely had stations across America.
And they went in and bought in all these independent stations.
They bought it up, and it was basically the true beginning, I think, of the Fox network.
Oh, that and The Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
In living color, Simpsons.
Yeah, it was,
that was about
when,
it.
When Fox got the NFL, it made them real. People were stunned.
Yeah.
You know, and people thought the same thing that we're thinking now about something like Netflix. Well, how am I going to see that?
I think exactly. You know, it's funny because that's when Dan brought this up this morning, when we were talking about it. I was like, man, this smells a lot like when Fox got in the game.
It was scary for football fans because you thought, I'm not going to be able to see that. We don't have a Fox station in my town. Well, by golly, it did pretty soon.
The other part of it that was interesting, too, is that Fox was cutting edge. Yet they were smart enough to hire almost all of the CBS guys and brought them over.
They
to
hired
Fox.
All experienced crew people.
So they knew what they were doing.
Producers.
When they did that. And I think announcers. We find ourselves, Prime has tried to do that, right?
Yeah.
At least they got it right with Al Michaels, I think. I don't know. And they've got a
Herb
zillion.
Street knows how to do a game.
College. Yeah, but.
Well, he knows how to do a game.
Yeah.
Again, play-by-play, color, it's like pizza, right? That's my new thing now. A lot of different ways to do it, and everybody likes something different.
Well, that's true. So. I'll give it to you that way. I think the bigger question here is that, you know, would that fly? Like, you're talking about pay-per-view.
Well, we're talking about pay-per-view in 2025. The broadcast deals run through 2033. Who the heck knows what the television landscape looks like 8 years from now?
But they can bag out 4 years early, so that would be 2029.
So that's 5 years.
Yeah.
So in who knows what it looks like in 5 years? You know?
I think we were all kind of bracing ourselves.
Who knows if Netflix doesn't buy a network?
So that was my first thought. I'm like, if Netflix wants to pay into, you know, buying the NFL, why wouldn't you just buy CBS or try to buy, I don't know, you're going to buy Fox or buy CBS or ABC or NBC. The landscape of television has completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
Local is, you know, unless you're hyper local, you're kind of irrelevant. You are, unless you're like, we watched one channel in here.
Hard to disagree with that.
You know, and so I wonder if it's just a matter of time before one of these networks is like, we're out. And so I would think
eventually at least one of the networks is going to go bye-bye.
I would think so too, but then does it become Netflix? You know what I'm saying? The Netflix network. If they were Netflix, wouldn't you be better off buying one of the current television networks? Because I can't see the NFL not putting stuff on free or over the air, at least in the local market. But Dan, you brought this up, that also poses a really interesting question. When you look at another sports model,
you turn into Major League Baseball, where everybody cares about your team and only your team, and the rest of the league just operates as something else until you're an opponent
because
of that
particular team because you don't see them. It's difficult to see the Padres playing the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, you got to be hooked on this stuff to keep an eye on all that.
But the NFL is different, though, because it's a limited number of weeks and a limited number of games. And even though they play on Thursdays now and Sunday and Monday, it's still kind of appointment television. You know what I mean? It's not like baseball where somebody's playing most every day of the week. Most every day of the week. And most every day of the week, there are numerous games. But I agree with you, Dan. If they go behind a paywall, if it stays the way it is right now, I just think that's, the NFL better be careful. I think one of the beauties of the NFL is that they make sure that they have great television network contracts, and their product, you just turn it on and there it is.
It's available.
You don't have to pay extra for it unless you're going to Prime. You know, there's those Prime games you have to do.
Right.
But it's right there. And I don't think that you could objectively look at this and think, okay, it's on free network television, and it is the most popular sport by far in our country. You can't ignore those. Those two things might not be a coincidence, Andy.
How long below before you could be watching all this stuff? Like, it could be Netflix, it could be Hulu, and it could be Peacock.
Yeah.
You could.
What happens to does college football become bigger? Do people just pay up and get all the NFL stuff? The casual fan won't do that. The casual fan won't. The casual fan will go watch a high school football game in person. The casual fan will turn on a college football game for free.
If you're the NFL, how serious would you think about? I mean, look, we already know they've done this with Prime, right?
Well, and Prime is their test balloon.
Yeah.
And their ratings have gone up exponentially.
It's all about distribution, really, when you think about it.
The telecasts all basically look the same. They're all really high-end.
Yeah.
They're all very good.
Well, they know they're not going to put some kind of garbage product out there anymore.
Right.
We all know where we're at. Like, you expect...
The Netflix game was an issue when they did the Netflix, Christmas Day games? Remember there were some technical issues involved?
Well, let's not forget the game they tried to do. It was here, right? The snow game, and they tried to keep it so you could keep the field, so you could see the field. You know, with the lines on it, right? That was Bronze game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind. I mean, it's not like you're going to watch any football game now that doesn't have a first down marker on it. If you're talking about, you know, big time college, big time pro.
All of those things, just the minute one network, one outlet does, boom, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It takes like no time at all.
Although it's going to be interesting.
Who decided to put the first downs on the field and then all of a sudden
everybody did it.
Everybody had the technology.
I mean, everybody. I'm not trying to be old school, but I mean, you remember, Jeff, it was like a big deal when they put the score on a baseball game.
All the time?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was a lot
baseball
of resistance to that. A lot of resistance because they wanted you, if you joined in progress, to hook into the game and wait to at least hear what the score is. Same thing with just, I mean, even home games. Remember, I mean, it's not that long ago that people didn't want home games on TV. Remember, Browns games were blacked out. That wasn't that long ago either. I guess it was, but feels like if it was in our lifetime, I guess it doesn't feel that long ago. I thought, though, that when we would start talking about pay-per-view, I thought the Super Bowl is where it would start. It didn't work that way, right? If you look at Prime,
see that
it didn't start that
way. To me, that's the one where they better make sure they keep putting that one out there for free.
And is watching a streaming service the same as pay-per-view? Because, you know, you brought that up earlier, Dan, and I don't think people look at streaming services like pay-per-view. I mean, that would be like having cable and looking at it and saying, well, that's pay-per-view too.
I was talking to Dan satellite. Yesterday while you were out goofing off watching hockey fights.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
saying. Dan and I were talking about Peacock and the SNL 50 stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I've got to go back and watch some of it. I saw most of it, but I didn't see all of it. And Dan said something about, you know, it's on Peacock and you can subscribe or whatever. And It was like $40 a year or whatever it was. And I made the comment to Dan. I said, you know, if you want one thing and then you want the other, before you know it, you've spent hundreds of dollars in television content. Hundreds.
You're right back where you were
right.
with cable. Yeah,
right.
I know.
If not further down the road with less coming in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just, if I'm the NFL, that's, to me, one of the best things going for the NFL is that they have their games on free television nationally, internationally, and fans gravitate to it. Casual fans. And I think you will lose casual fans if you put everything behind a pay window.
I don't know. I will tell you this. I mean, I'm not an endorser of this. I'm just telling you, I love Peacock, man. The whole
we know,
setup
we
of
know,
that is
we
awesome.
Know.
It's their live channels too. That and if you like Saturday Night Live and you like watching the old ones, they've got that whole thing.
As much Law and Order as you could possibly stomach.
See, there you go.
It's great.
There you go. I don't know where we're going with this. I don't know how it's going to affect numbers.
It's still a ways down the road. I'll bet you the media landscape changes. And there's something that happens that they're not taking the NFL behind a pay window.
I can't see it,
I can't,
especially locally.
I think it would be a mistake.
Do you think it would have boxing's fate?
I think that's a little extreme, but I don't think it would help them. Now, they might make so much money in that behind the pay window thing that it doesn't matter, but you still need some fans in the seats, right?
Going back to the story, it said, you know, so a major shakeup could be coming with Netflix becoming a very major player in the NFL broadcast landscape. And if Netflix is in, one of the current partners would be out. That's the other thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
If they would get that, or they'd be relegated to Sunday mornings. They'd have the 9 a.m. game as soon as that becomes more relevant internationally.
And if the NFL Network is going to be sold, and we hear ESPN,
yeah,
then the NFL Network won't have those Sunday morning games anymore because that was the location for all of the international games.
It's almost like the NFL uses their own network as a test balloon on everything, and then they move Thursday Night Football, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Sunday morning. That,
Andy?
Whoever.
Ding, ding, ding.
Talk about just being so smart.
Yep.
So smart
they don't
or so
miss
lucky.
They don't miss very often, do they?
No, they don't.
But they have a product that people want to consume like crazy.
It's they know what they got. There's no question about it. So, all right, let's talk to Sam Amico. Let's get into the NBA, and we'll talk about that. He's with HoopsWire.com. He's a super friend of the show, and we will talk to him on the other side of the break.